finally at 6 p.m. Eastern. I just so look forward to this hour with you every day. Maybe it should be 3, 4, or 5 hours. And maybe it will. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, it is January 17th, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, there's an old poem from the 1800s that goes, "The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world." The idea is this. The person who controls how a child is raised determines that child's entire future. The original poet meant it as a praise of motherhood, but make no mistake, it isn't just mothers who recognize how true this is. The founder of the Jesuit religious order, St. Ignatius of Loyola, had a similar line, quote, "Give me a boy till he is 7 years old," he said, "and I will show you the man." What he meant was, if you can control the education of a child in their most formative years, you determine their values more than anyone else. You decide what their core assumptions and beliefs are, even their faith. That is why, above everything else, the issue of education today is probably the one with the most long-term importance. You see, they can try to forcibly inject us with deadly bioweapons and then present them as safe and effective vaccines. They can control our media. They can shut down our businesses or even burn them to the ground. They can try to close our churches and even burn them too. They can promote abortion right up to the moment of birth. They can let criminals run wild. But there is only one conquest that is actually final. When they take our children from us and convince them to believe what is evil is actually good. And that is what the enemy is absolutely plotting and doing every single day. They recognized that our public schools were one of the most important institutions in the world. Control the schools and you have unfettered access to children for 7, 8, maybe even more hours every day. From the time a child is 6 or 7, they spend more time with teachers than they do with their own parents. And that wouldn't necessarily be a problem if the teachers were teaching reading and math, or if they're promoting a real Christian worldview. But our enemies are doing the exact opposite. They have converted our public schools into wokeness factories. Hundreds of thousands of teachers see it as their sacred obligation to promote atheism and critical race theory and deviant sexuality. And they're getting bolder and bolder about what their plans are as they can feel final victory getting closer and closer. Now two parents are suing their school district for an assignment that it tried to impose on their 15-year-old daughter. The assignment in question was to recite a pornographic monologue for the class. The monologue in question is a woman confessing to her boyfriend in graphically sexual terms that she's a lesbian and that she's been sleeping with her roommate and it's so much better than sleeping with him. According to the parents, the assignment was written by one student and then performed by another. But listen, the teacher of the class provided explicit and profane words to be used by the students and then acted out within this assignment. Students were required to read, memorize, and perform the text produced. When the girl's mother protested by reading this monologue in question at a board of trustees meeting, her own microphone was cut off because it was too graphic. Mindy Robinson was a candidate for the Nevada Assembly this past fall. She joins us now to discuss this and more. Mindy, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So when mom read this out loud in front of the board of trustees, it was too graphic for adults to hear, but yet this should be memorized and then acted out by 15-year-olds.
I mean, we said they were coming for the kids and they're here. And, you know, it's not like they're just reading pornographic stuff in class they can brush off. They're making them read it out loud. They're making them engage in it. And it was so graphic. They cut off her mic. They wouldn't let her speak. They couldn't even handle it like adults. And then they had no answers. And that wasn't the first time we've had issues with the school board. We have been yelling at them forever. And they all magically win their seats. They act like their votes don't count. And, you know, parents need to be more involved and listen to their kids, because this is just one thing we caught. There is no way this is the first time that this has happened.
Was there anybody at this meeting that was standing behind the mother here? I mean, certainly she can't be alone in thinking that this is unacceptable.
She's not. I go to a lot of these. I don't even have kids, and I've been to these school board meetings, and, you know, they put them in the middle of the day, so you have to make time to go there. I don't have a real job, but a lot of people do. And they make it at these inconvenient times, and they only give you 30 seconds or 3 minutes to talk, and they can cut off your mic. And it's a fight. It's a battle to even get your words out. I go to these things all the time. They won't let you clap. They won't let you do anything. And you could fill the room. And we have done this for the primary when they rigged the primary. We filled the room with people who couldn't vote, were sent the wrong ballots, couldn't poll watch. They don't care. They don't care. And now they're getting sued. Now they're going to have to care. And I hope it goes all the way.
I don't even know if getting sued will make them care. Because as you know, our judiciary is a complete joke that has turned its back on the American people. So I don't have faith in that system. But what I do have faith in is the American people themselves, Mindy. And what I mean by that is, I bet they would care if the public knew where they liked to go work out at the gym. I bet the public would make them care if the public showed up at the places where these people wine and dine. These people are targeting our children. Why we are not showing up in the thousands, even tens or hundreds of thousands, at these people's homes where they live, where they lay their heads down at night, is beyond me. Why aren't we just completely outraged by this sexual abuse and grooming of our children?
Some of us are. You know, I've flipped off my own congresswoman. I've been dragged out by the police for, you know, calling the governor things. That's kind of what I do. But not everyone can do that. Not everyone's going to risk, you know, missing a day of work, getting arrested.
No, I think everybody can. I think they just choose not to. Everybody's capable of doing this. They're choosing not to make the choice to put themselves on the front lines of defending these little ones who God told us specifically, don't touch them. Don't. Keep your hands off of my kids.
And I think the other thing is people don't know it's this bad. I caught my county commissioner, Tick Segerbloom, on video because he was pushing drag queen story hour. My friend asked him, are you a MAP, minor attracted person? He shakes his head yes. No one will report on it. No one knows about it other than my video. No one knows what's going on here. And it's killing us. You know, the only reason we know about this is because it was a big deal and it went viral. But if it doesn't go viral nationally, no one finds out about the corruption in Nevada. And it's disgusting.
I hope those people in Nevada and elsewhere find out who the members of this board of trustees are and confront them. Confront them outside of that controlled environment. Make them know that they are the minority, that they will not be able to put their hands on our children like this. They're coming after our kids, Mindy, you're right. We have another topic that we want to ask you about. Just in the last few weeks, two Las Vegas high school students both died suddenly of heart attacks, but we've heard from you that there have actually been three such deaths, that the last isn't being reported by the press. Why?
I don't know. You know, I live here. I live in Las Vegas. I've heard that a middle schooler died. Who knows how many other children died? We already had a rise in like suicide and everything else because of it. But, you know, the other two kind of happened at school. You kind of knew about it. It's kind of hard to ignore. But when they're really young, when they're middle school and younger, no one wants to talk about it. It's too sad. And we have to talk about it. It can't be too sad. This is a public health crisis. These are the same people that demanded to know if everyone else was vaccinated to travel or go anywhere. Well, we have a right to ask if these people that are dying and these children and these young folks and these teens are dying because of the vax. We need to know if there's a correlation.
You do know that. And we know that. And that's absolutely what's happening here. What was the vaccination status of the large majority of the children in the school districts there in Las Vegas?
We have no idea. We have no idea because, well, a lot of people faked it. Good. Good. Lie to the government. The government lies to us. And you know, they were pushing it on teachers. That's why we have a teacher shortage. You just need a high school education to be a substitute teacher in Nevada. That's how much they pushed this vaccine. Couldn't get good teachers. We have shootings almost every week. We had a parent try to run over a kid a few months ago. I mean, it's insane here. And nothing's happening. And all the same people that made this happen all won their seats. That's my favorite part. You got to love Nevada. The guy who covered up the Las Vegas shooting is now our governor, even though his own voters didn't like him. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I don't know what we're going to do
than
watch the wheels come off the cart and pick it up.
Yeah. At this point, I'm sure, Mindy, that you acknowledge that that's because voting is faked and elections are rigged. And we have installations and selections. We don't have a democratic process here. We don't have a real two-party system. We don't have a constitutional republic that's all been replaced via Marxist coup d'etat. we now have a uniparty, which I believe that we have had for a long time. Only recently have we now just started to wake up to all of this. And until they are stopped, they will not stop, which is why the governor there, everybody else responsible for, you know, criminals running wild, people getting shot every day. These are the people that want to install themselves and put themselves in these positions to be enriched and empowered in government. And so that's why we, the people, have to be the plan. Trusting one man to ride in on some white horse and save this country, other than Jesus Christ, is putting your trust in man. That's a false idol. We were told, number one of the most important 10 commandments, to worship no other idols. And so we need to take this into our own hands, because also, accordingly, we were commanded to pick up the sword and fight. So while we are here, that is our duty. We would be derelict in our duties, not only as Americans, but as Jesus-believing Christians, if we did not pick up the sword and fight. And that's why all of these people should be confronted by all of us en masse every single day. We need to inflict the pain. We need to increase the pressure until we take our country back. We have to be the plan. 30 seconds left. Final words.
I think everyone needs to stop paying taxes. If my money's going to go to kill kids and blow up kids overseas and abortions in Ukraine and buy seaside mansions for Congress, they don't need my money. I'm never paying taxes again. If I got to go state American National, I will. And I think everyone should.
A tax revolt might be one of the only nonviolent solutions left for what we're seeing in this country right now. I think that's a brilliant idea. If millions and millions of us, if 100% of us stopped paying our taxes right now, we could not fund our own demise. We would not be sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. They can't just print more money. And by the way,
they can,
of course. But if we take ourselves out of the system, we cripple their ability to control us. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to do. Mindy Robinson, thank you for being all over this. We certainly appreciate your awesome investigative journalism. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So a lot of people are scratching their heads. They're just asking themselves, like, how do we allow our schools to have unfettered access to our children, specifically pedophiles that want to groom and molest our children or make them perform sex acts, and then shut down dissenting, protesting parents who wish for their children not to be molested and groomed? Well, there in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's easy to understand why. Because the Clark County Commissioner is a guy called Tick Siegerblum. This is reporting according to the DC Patriot. Quote, after being confronted over certifying an obviously non-transparent and this illegal election, not paying his taxes, and pushing drag queens on little kids in schools, there's a very creepy moment in the video where he is asked if he is a minor attracted person. He stares intensely at them and eerily shakes his head yes. He's a pedophile. For those that don't know, a minor attracted person, also referred to as MAPS, is the radical left, the communist way of downplaying what they believe is a bad stigma on being a child molester, a pedophile. A minor attracted person is an adult that is sexually attracted to underage children, minors. Tick Siegerblum, the Clark County Commissioner in Las Vegas, Nevada, admits to being a child molester, a pedophile who is attracted to children. That is why this is being allowed to happen in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tick Siegerblum ought to hear from you. A pedophile is running the commissioner's office. We need to come up with solutions for this. Not go to big rallies and wave around posters and chant catchy phrases and buy merchandise and trust a plan. Coming up this weekend in Orlando, Florida, the Restore Freedom Rally, I'd like for you to be there. We're going to be making plans. That's what we're going to be doing. The Restore Freedom Rally, get your tickets, be there. By any means necessary, get there. Go to restorefreedomrally.org to get your tickets. Restorefreedomrally.org. Some of the most influential people in this movement are going to be there. And these are plan makers, not plan trusters. Get there. Restorefreedomrally.org. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Join the thousands of people who email me, stu@stupeters.com, thanking us for introducing them to Goldco so they could protect themselves against hyperinflation, criminal taxation, you know, forever wars, funding our own demise, protecting what they've earned and saved with physical gold and silver from Goldco. Call Goldco and get a free consultation. Get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account just by mentioning Stu Peters. Proud of that sponsorship. I'm proud of that endorsement. I'm proud of that partnership. 855-706-GOLD is the phone number. Call Goldco today. 855-706-GOLD. If you have 50 grand or more in your IRA, your 401k, your investment account, your checking account, your savings account, it's at imminent risk. The great financial reset is coming. Everybody reset to zero. This is how they gain complete control unless you have gold and silver. Call Goldco today. 855-706-GOLD. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. Welcome back. So right now in Australia, some of the biggest retail and supermarket chains are doing something that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. They're imposing rationing on their customers. Shoppers are being hit with a two-pack limit for products like mincemeat and chicken breasts, chicken thighs, sausages. They put limits on buying frozen family dinners and frozen potatoes. In other words, right now, Australia has a food shortage. They're saying that it's temporary. Maybe it really is. But every COVID restriction was supposed to last just a week or two. And we remember how that went. We're moving toward a future where more and more of our access to basic goods is controlled. Right now in Washington, D.C., there's a Whole Foods where you have to scan your phone or some other ID just to shop in the store. They market this as a convenience, but in the future, it won't be. No, it'll be a form of control. Every piece of food that you buy will be tracked. And you can be blocked from buying food entirely as well. Bree Z is our Australian correspondent, and she joins us now, also the host of Uncensored on the Stu Peters Network. Is it hyperbolic to say that this is going to be used to block us from buying food in the future, or is this yet another conspiracy theory that'll turn conspiracy fact?
Not in the slightest, Stu. The example that you gave from Washington, D.C. is the way that all major chains want to move forward in the future. This is why they want to obliterate mum and dad businesses, local supermarkets, local grocers, even going to the farm, because they want you to scan your chip to get in and buy food, and you'll be limited as to what you can buy. What's happening right now in Coles is the mainstream has actually said, in an act reminiscent of COVID restrictions, the supermarket giant is addressing a national shortage by reintroducing buying limits. This is happening specifically at Coles with frozen potatoes, but it's not only Coles. There are other major chains where you go to buy items online and you're told they're temporarily out of stock or you've reached your limit of items on this purchase. Things like toilet paper, napkins, other items as well. It's not just groceries. So they are absolutely conditioning us to the future where they want you to go into a store, have a limit on what you can buy, and it'll be via your chip.
What is the big story here? I think the big story is we have been telegraphed to by the enemy exactly what they're going to do. But we just thought that it was unimaginable. We just thought that there was just absolutely no way that anybody could actually pull this off. And as we're reporting on it, we're being labeled fear porn artists and, you know, whatever else the labels are. But then all of a sudden, here it is and it happens. What's the real big story here?
I think the biggest story or the biggest takeaway, Stu, is that people need to listen to the warnings. Get out of your head that this is fear porn. This is people warning you that you need to prepare. You must prepare for food shortages. You must prepare for the fact that the globalists want you to live like peasants. Start storing your storehouses now so that you and your community and your family and your loved ones will be able to survive what is coming. There will be a crash. Cyber COVID, the shutdown of the grid will happen. It is their wild card. We must prepare for what is coming in the future.
Yeah, there's products advertised on this network, actually, that you know allow you to stock up your dry foods and to store survival foods and to get heirloom seeds and to plant your seeds and to grow your own food. And people just, yep, nope, that's fear porn. I'm not going to do that. There's no way that this is ever going to happen. They're going to soccer practice and basketball practice, and they're watching NFL rigged football games, and they're all consumed with, you know, all sorts of different aspects of their own life. And so inside of their own bubble, bubble. They don't feel that this could ever happen. And then it's actually happening. And I'll say something else too. Something that you can't necessarily do in Australia or Canada, but you can still do it here in the United States of America. Stock up on ammunition. Buy lots and lots of ammunition to defend all of the aforementioned that I encourage you to stock up on. Marizzi, for covering this and for being a tremendous asset to the Stu Peters Network Uncensored. We appreciate it. Thanks for being here today.
Stu, they called Noah crazy, but the flood came. Thank you.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
New year, new you. How many people save? Today we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat. Crush your cravings. Maintain healthy immune system function. Fight temporary inflammation related to exercise. Even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. Kieran Kingston has a big, big find about Pfizer and its relation to both the United States federal government and their biggest vaccine rival, Moderna. Basically, a lot of the mRNA patents are held jointly by Moderna and the NIH. The technology of these patents is used in all COVID shots globally. Why is that important? Well, detractors of this show and the information provided by Kieran Kingston might say, well, just because there's patents doesn't mean that they're used. No. The technology of these patents is used in 100% of COVID shots globally. That's a windfall for Moderna because Pfizer sold far, far more of their mRNA shot than Moderna did of theirs. Pfizer sold so many of their shots, in fact, that they now owe Moderna a payment in the billions of dollars. But Pfizer is trying to stiff Moderna on this. Moderna has sued and Pfizer has countersued. Imagine that. Evil people squabbling over their ill-gotten riches. What's new? But Kieran Kingston says there's yet another twist to this, which also involves our own federal government trying to enrich itself off the sale of these lethal bioweapon injections. Kingston's been writing about all of this over on our Substack, and the biggest part of this is something that may be really difficult for many of you to wrap your heads around. But listen, about a year ago, a whole year ago, we were live on this program on the air when I said Pfizer is the new world government, meaning our own federal government is not in fact calling the shots. Pfizer is. Kieran is here with us now to discuss this in greater detail. Kieran, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu. What we're about to share with your audience today, it's a bombshell. It's something that you should take a seat before we go through this. I went through the contract, the Pfizer contract, in more detail, and they waived the Bayh-Dole Act. And I know you don't know what that means, but anyone that works with the government and has seen a government contract, this is unheard of. What does the Bayh-Dole Act mean? It means what we kind of know what it means when you work with the government. If the government gives you a grant for an invention, that means that grant, you have all granted the government exclusive rights to all that intellectual property when you create a patent, even if you only use a portion of the grant. If you do manufacturing with the government and you had your own ideas, and the first time you manufacture with the government says, now we own your intellectual property. If you work on government time, your ideas basically belong to the government. So they waived the Bayh-Dole Act, but they actually were more specific than that. So it's not just that the government said, we're not making you give us your intellectual property. We're gonna give you all of our intellectual property. The contract that Pfizer made with the U.S. government, Pfizer now appears to own about 32 patents for the mRNA lipid nanoparticle bioweapon technology that was created by the United States government, universities, institutions, China, the Chinese military, Europe, Germany, and other developed industrial nations, governments, militaries, and private sector. That's what's happened. So now Pfizer owns the intellectual property. They are literally calling the shot. So I want to read two parts of the contract. First, in section 7.1, inventions, it says, as between Pfizer and the government, all inventions conceived or first actually reduced to practice in the performance of the statement of work shall be owned by Pfizer. What does reduced to practice mean? That's like, so Ralph Baric, and Anthony Fauci, they've created all these patents, you know, for mRNA sequences, for lipid nanoparticle technology, but they've actually never been created. Reduced to practice means as soon as you take an invention and create something that you can see and touch, you actually create a, you know, you manifest, it's a real thing in the world, that now designates you as the original patent inventor. So all that money that Pfizer, that Fauci and Baric used for the American dollars to create these bioweapons, that now belongs to Pfizer. Also, in the second part, fourth paragraph under inventions, it says the government acknowledges that the Bayh-Dole Act does not apply to or govern this agreement. And again, the Bayh-Dole Act, what does that do? That grants the government non-exclusive, irrevocable, paid-up licensees. That's what it does, right? And now the government's saying no. Pfizer's saying no, you don't own everything. We own everything. There's two other clauses in here that are strange. They gave up USC 35 USC 203, which is marching rights, and USC 204. I'm going to go to 204 first. 204 says when you contract with the government, and I know this from being a consultant on a lot of companies, you promise that those people who are manufacturing the product, working on this project, that most of the facilities, if not all the facilities, sometimes all the facilities are in the United States of America. You also commit that everyone is a United States citizen. Pfizer said, no, we're not going to promise to do that. What is marching rights, section 203? That says if we find out that you can't manufacture something or that you're manufacturing it in China, we can then take the intellectual property in the agreement and get a U.S. manufacturer to start manufacturing it. And Pfizer said, no, you can't. So what's happened now, Stu, again, is Pfizer owns about, and again, I did that work on Geovax on your show about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, where Geovax entered into a royalty agreement with the NIH and NHS, and they list 32 patents. Those are the 32 patents they would have licensed us. Again, from all over the world, from different governments and militaries. The government just signed that over to Pfizer.
So why are there other experts out here? I mean, I can think of a handful of them, one of them, Sasha Latapova, that says, no, the United States government is actually in control here. But they're not. It's Pfizer. So where is the confusion coming in?
The confusion is coming from Sasha Latapovia. That's where it's coming in from. So she's an expert from a contract research organization, an executive. Most people know, I'm a former executive. I used to be people's boss's boss's boss. I'm excellent at contract negotiations. Wilson Sonsini Goodrich was one of my law firms that I worked with. So the fact that she read this contract, and this is what she's been focused on for a year and a half, I think she said, like just exclusively these contracts, and hasn't brought that to our attention, is extremely alarming. So the confusion is coming from the fact that experts are coming forward saying, I looked at this document and they tell you the opposite of what it says. And I don't want to beat a dead horse, but Dr. Malone went on Steve Bannon on August 24th saying, I looked at the FDA approval approval, and it was for a company, BioNTech. It wasn't for Pfizer. And that was just a false statement. So people are confused because the people that they trust are making false statements to them, either intentionally or just out of ineptitude. So again, people don't know my background, but I would fire people like this. I would say you have one warning and then you're off the team if you continue this behavior and making these false statements. So I'm just telling you, this is what the contracts state. And the FDA approval process wasn't a PSYOP. When you go into a court of law, you have to see what the contract says. So Sasha did a whole tour of media. And when she's on these shows, they literally put up in the background, section 1.2, the scope. And Sasha's saying, well, the FDA trials weren't real because they didn't pay for them and they weren't required. Under section 1.2, under the scope, it says the vaccine medical countermeasures, you know, they're not going to be released to the American people until you have successful clinical trials. And then they specifically refer to the 2017 FDA regulation document that walks through how you get an EU authorization and how that process is separate from initial new drug application. I don't want to lecture everyone on a med legal review process, but we're getting false information now. This is alarming information. The reason why this is so important, Stu, is that the government's not in charge. According to this contract, which is what you would bring into a court of law, Pfizer is in charge. And if you read through the government contract, we did this on your show last week or 2 weeks ago, there are four statements where Pfizer is going to be in direct communication with FDA. And then if you take a look at the FDA documents, what do they say? It looks like they were bullied and coerced into providing the authorization on December 10th from the November 20th, as well as the FDA approval. Why do I say that? Because when you look through the documents, it states that there are 100 children ages 12 to 15 who had severe reactogenicity. They became sick. They became ill. We don't know if they died. And what does the FDA say in the document? The sponsor told us not to disclose this information because it's not beneficial to them. It looks like an SOS call. When they gave the FDA approval, what was the missing information? I believe on page 23. On the FDA approval biological license application, the FDA said, missing information, vaccine effectiveness. They were telling us, we approved a product, we don't know how it works. What is a biological product that is not effective in preventing a treatment, or preventing a disease, preventing an infection, and was not done under bona fide research? It's a bioweapon.
Anybody who says anything else about these shots, other than the fact that they are a weapon of biowarfare, a weapon of mass destruction, is either extremely dumb, or they are lying to you, or worse, they're a part of it. And what we're watching is a televised genocide happen right now with a forethought, on purpose, intentionally using a bioweapon, period.
That's exactly what it is. And people have to understand, they're like, well, why isn't the truth winning? Because you're repeating the lies. Stop repeating the lies. Again, 18 U.S.C. 175. Any biological agent that doesn't prevent infection, doesn't prevent disease, was not done under bona fide research, and is not used for peaceful purposes, and you know your movie died suddenly is not because this thing is being used for peaceful purposes. People are being diseased, disabled, and killed.
They are.
That is the definition of a bioweapon. Yeah, that is the definition of a bioweapon. And what's interesting, what I want to say too, is those who have been going along with the plan, whether you are in Congress, whether you are at Moderna, at NIH, whether you're a local mayor, you have made a deal with the devil. He's not going to honor his word. You have been told 0.1% of people are going to be fine. And I know this because I heard a general say this to me at a meeting once. That's about 750,000, maybe a million people. You are fools. You are being used. Pfizer just told their partners in crime, we are not paying you a dime for your 30 years of research. And their partners in crime are not just Fauci. It's not just Collins. It's not just Barrick. It's also the Chinese military. They just told them, go, you know, we're not going to do business with you. So these people that think you're going to be okay, just look what Pfizer did to Moderna and the NIH. They're not going to honor their word. So, you know, what's important now is that we unite as humanity and speak the truth. And I actually have empathy and forgiveness for all those people that have been going along with this. When I go through now and I read the FDA approval process and authorization, and I hear them say, what are we doing if we're after 2 months, we're injecting the placebo group? What is the follow-up to that? They're telling us this is not bona fide research. They were telling us this is not okay. So the FDA, so who we have to go out is the NIH.
I'm sorry, there's some sort of a connection issue here, but you were saying who we need to go after is who?
The enemy, and you need to know who the enemy is. The enemy is Pfizer. It's not your neighbor, okay? It's not, believe it or not, it's not Fauci because he didn't unleash these bioweapons on us. The enemy is Pfizer. Why is the enemy Pfizer and not everyone else? Because Pfizer now owns all of their intellectual property and they're calling the shots. So don't waste your time going to anyone else. Pfizer is the giant. If they fall, everyone falls. And I want people to know who were betrayed, even if you were acting criminally. I actually do have empathy for you. I don't know what it's like to actually have a bullet to my head. I know what threats are like. I know what a lot of scary things are like, but I've never had a gun to my head. And maybe that had happened. But if that happened to you, you worked at the FDA under USC, 18 USC 241, conspiracy against rights. You can come forward and say, two or more persons conspired to oppress, injure, harm, or intimidate me, okay? Pfizer and whoever else. So, and you can say, you know, and if it results in attempted kidnap, aggravated assault, or attempt to kill, then you have charges against
them. Yeah, you do, but so who's going to investigate them? Is it going to be the FBI that investigates this? Is it going to be the DOJ that investigates this, the DOD? Who's going to hold these people accountable, Karen Kingston?
Well, so Congress can, and I would hope that they do, and Dr. David Martin has talked about this many times, because under 18 U.S.C. 1001, they committed fraud. Why? Because the contract was to, on page one of the contract, it wasn't to make a bioweapon or just a prototype. It was to make a vaccine that was effective against SARS-CoV-2 and related viruses. It was to make a vaccine that protected against SARS-CoV-2 and the variants. What did they make? They made a bioweapon. So Congress can actually charge them under 18 U.S.C. 1001. We, you know, our attorney generals can charge them under 18 U.S.C. 175 for making a bioweapon. But I think at the end of the day, we're going to have to start doing this county by county. And I mean, I literally think it's going to be like what happened in Uvalde, where, you know, there's 376 fully armed, vested police officers standing around, and one mom has to go in and save the children for the police to follow. So the American people are going to need to start going to their sheriffs and saying, I was injured, this person was injured, I lost this person, and I want to issue arrest warrants for the people at Pfizer. And I have Amit Patel. I have other names. I'll be putting up on my Substack soon. But we need to start charging arrest warrants, and then our government, our military will follow. But the most important thing is stop going along with the lie. This is a bioweapon. How can you have that conversation with someone? Simply, even if someone was vaccinated, you go, you know, you're talking about it, you're like, what were you expecting was going to happen with a vaccine? Whatever they say, just be like, you know, you do know it doesn't prevent infection. It doesn't prevent disease. It's causing harm. By definition, that's a bioweapon. You actually have a lawsuit, criminal lawsuit against Pfizer, as well as anyone that didn't give you informed consent.
Yeah, not just a civil lawsuit. We're talking criminal liability here. So everybody needs to be going to their sheriff that has been injured by one of these bioweapons. And you need to insist that an investigation is immediately opened up, that you have the probable cause for these people at Pfizer to be held criminally liable, to have them arrested and extradited to that county to face criminal prosecution. And if the county attorney there won't do it, if that state's attorney general won't do it, then a citizen's grand jury needs to be convened. And guess what? The sheriff has the authority to make that happen. And that needs to happen right now. Nothing less will suffice. Karen, we appreciate everything that you're doing. Make sure that you get over there and read that Substack. And thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Stu.
For healthcare you can trust, go to DissidentDoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere. By visiting DissidentDoctors.com and the Wellness Company, you get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to DissidentDoctors.com and join today.
True story, have a friend that had a shoulder replacement. The pain was unbearable. I said, hold on, try this. Gave them Curable. That's the CBD that I use that we advertise here on the show. Pain went from an intolerable 12 to a very manageable 2. That was reported by my own friend. Yeah, the stuff works for me too. We advertise it here on the program. We believe that it would work for you. Also, if you have a child with an ADHD diagnosis, rather than allowing the pill pushers, poison advocates to shove neurotoxins down their throat, what do you have to lose trying the tinctures from Curable? They're 100% natural from God's earth, derived from hemp, which is all sourced right here in our home state of Minnesota. Plus, it's a family-owned business, and they'll give you 20% off if you use the promo code STEW site-wide. All kinds of different ailments. Do the research yourself. Go to Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. We can replace the medical industrial complex poisoning with natural solutions. Try CBD. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, allergies. I say it all the time. Parkinson's disease, ADHD. Try it. Go to Curable.com. Again, promo code Stu for 20% off at Curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trust FilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biological substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. So Leilani Lutali was suffering from stage 5 kidney disease. As you might be able to guess, there aren't that many stages of kidney disease. So if she wasn't able to get a kidney transplant and quickly, she was certainly going to die of kidney failure. Well, fortunately, Leilani had a donor. Jamie Fogner is her close friend. Both of them are born-again Christians, and they met each other at a Bible study. Well, as Leilani's health started to fail, Jamie stepped forward as a donor. What a selfless act. So every ingredient was there for a beautiful story of Christian love. Except one. The hospital in charge of overseeing Leilani's care, the University of Colorado Hospital, refused to conduct the transplant because, you guessed it, Leilani and Jamie were both unvaccinated. Both were already completely approved otherwise. They were already on the transplant list. Both of them were taken off of that list because of their vaccination status. According to what we were told, the hospital also took steps to curtail Leilani's other treatment options as well. In other words, they wanted the stakes to be perfectly clear. You get this shot, or you die of kidney failure, period. Well, both Leilani and Jamie refused to compromise their principles. They're morally opposed to receiving vaccines that trace back to the stem cells of aborted children. Miraculously, Leilani and Jamie defeated the enemy, and they're both here to reveal the details of their victory. Leilani and Jamie, thank you both for being here. We appreciate it.
Nice, dude. Good to have you.
Yeah, so you were able to, unlike so many millions of others that are dealing with similar circumstances, you were able to defeat the enemy, and I'm sure that people want to hear how you did that.
Well, first and foremost, you know, we give all glory to God, first and foremost. But I'm stubborn, and a no for me means possible. And so when I got the news, when we got the news, we were stunned initially, but we went forward, and I did not look for permission from UC Health or a doctor. I started making phone calls, and I had had someone reach out to me on LinkedIn who was connected to a surgeon, a transplant surgeon in Fort Worth with Medical City. So that was really the first introduction to a potential transplant situation, and that's where we started. We went through the testing, and just like with UC Health, found out that we were a perfect match, and we went down to Fort Worth at Medical City and went through that whole process. Unfortunately, at the end of that process, Jamie actually received a phone call to let her know, and I'll let her fill this piece in.
Yeah, so I got a phone call that although we were a perfect match, my left kidney, which is the preferred kidney for donation, had an extra blood vessel on it, which precluded them from being able to transplant that kidney. And they didn't have the expertise to do the right kidney. So again, we were up against a wall trying to figure out where God was going with all of this and what we were going to do. And just wondering and frustrated, like, why would we go this far and still not be able to do a transplant? So I threw about a 12-minute temper tantrum with that, not understanding what God was doing. And then I called Leilani to let her know. And she said, it's okay. We're going to be okay. And so again, both of us being as stubborn as we were, immediately started looking into other facilities because we knew a right kidney transplant was possible. We just needed to find a place to do it. And that's when we landed with Baylor Scott & White in Dallas.
So it was done.
It was done. July 12th of this past summer, I had my kidney transplant. It was successful, and God prevailed in this battle that we've been fighting. And when we've been able to establish a Facebook page, actually, which is called Medical Mandates, Are You Kidding Me? And we've been able to share out resources, names of hospitals that we found in the process of looking. So we've been able to share with others hope, possibilities, and get people to the right hospitals that are closest to them.
Well, we are going to highlight these hospitals that you found as well. We'll have all of that at stupeters.com as well as in the description on all the live broadcasts for today's show, because we want people to have access to this. I just want to be clear here. The University of Colorado never capitulated. They just stayed with their demand that you take this bioweapon, mRNA, euthanasia, heart attack, clot shot injection, or you were going to die of kidney failure. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. In fact, we've been able to connect with an attorney who had served them with a 24-page letter of grievances, essentially, of what they had done wrong. And they've responded with like a two-sentence paragraph that said, you know, we're sorry, but we're not moving forward with Leilani with the transplant. So, you know, they've been able to deny several other people. We've engaged with families who have had similar situations and in encounters with UC Health. So it continues. The discrimination continues here.
Yeah, but let's break this down just a little bit here. I'd like to clarify some things. Did the University of Colorado Hospital ever provide you with a study that they were using to show you the data that proves that the euthanasia shot, the COVID-19 injection, is going to save you during a kidney transplant? Did they ever show you any kind of a study that shows that this would be a benefit, that the benefit would outweigh the risk to getting this shot?
They actually cited a single study, which was published out of like the first 3 months of the COVID pandemic. And when they cited that, I actually went in and read that study, because they told us that 68% of patients that got a transplant died from COVID after transplant. And so I thought that was pretty significant. And so I read the study. Well, what it was that 68% of patients that went into the ICU were the ones that died from COVID. And the actual study showed that less than 4% of patients died from COVID after transplant. So they weren't being 100% truthful in what they were representing from that actual study.
Let's talk about the COVID ICU for a second. What this means is somebody walks in under their own horsepower. They get put on poisonous remdesivir and then on a ventilator, separated from their family and sentenced to death, murder for money, killing for cash. Now, one of the main side effects from poisonous toxic remdesivir is renal failure, kidney damage. So we're talking about kidney patients in need of kidney assistance and attention who are being given a drug that destroys the kidneys, and they're giving you a study saying these patients who were poisoned with renal failure, kidney damage causing remdesivir, died of COVID. No, they didn't. They died from murder in the hospital.
Right. Absolutely.
And they were going to kill you. They were going to kill you for cash because they wanted you to get these shots. There is a list out there circulating around of all of the states and what the hospitals receive for every COVID patient that is killed. It's on my Twitter at Real Stu Peters. You can find that. Here in my state of Minnesota, it's well over $300,000 for every patient that they murder with remdesivir and ventilators that was originally diagnosed with the fraudulent PCR test cycled at 45. That basically, if you hold it under your tap water, you'll get a false positive. 97% false positives by that. But you know what? You give all the glory to God here. I just want to make sure that everybody understands. The Stu Peters audience is very active. And so I'm imagining that the University of Colorado Hospital is going to hear from a lot of people regarding their position on this. So I just want to know, who was the doctor, who was the deciding person in that administration that made this decision?
So there wasn't an individual. It actually went before the board of directors. And I'd received a text actually from one of the board of directors at the time that heard the case as it came before them. You have to understand, in August, at the end of August, I was a go, two thumbs up. I even asked, would there be a requirement, because this was circulating around, that transplant patients needed a shot, the vaccine. And they said, nope, you're not going to need it. Literally 1 month, less than 1 month later, all of a sudden we have new data that says I'm going to die if I don't get this vaccine. So this case went before the board of directors. There was a board of director person on that reached out to me and said, listen, I tried to convince them to let this go through. And essentially she ended up resigning from the board of directors. She said, this makes no sense whatsoever. And so there wasn't an individual. It was decided at the board of directors level.
All right. Well, we're going to put the contact information up here for the board of directors. Let's put that on the screen. We will also have that published at stupeters.com in the description for this interview, as well as at Rumble and everywhere else that you can find this. These people need to hear from us, because if there's not accountability immediately, at least at the grassroots level in the court of public opinion, people won't understand why there's accountability at Nuremberg too, which is going to happen, whether it's a military tribunal or a citizens grand jury. These people, the people like this from the University of Colorado and other places, are going to have seats at that table ready to be judged. And then after that judgment, of course, they will have to face God and be judged for trying to play God and for trying to take you out and murder you over a political ideology and a mass poisoning of global citizens in a declaration of biowarfare by world governments, because that's exactly what this is. The evidence is all forward there. It's on the table. And, you know, we want to thank God for having you here still, and then for coming out like this and telling everybody about it, and then for going and creating a Facebook page and continuing to advocate for others that are in your position by giving them alternative places that actually treat patients rather than murder them. So for a lot of those things, we owe you a great, tremendous, big thank you. And of course, the ultimate thank you to Almighty God. I got about 30 seconds left here. I'll give you the final words.
You know, we just say persevere out there, be your own advocate. Don't expect the health system to be looking out for you, because that's a bottom line proposition of dollars. So you have to stand strong and you have to get some moxie in this and advocate. That's all we can say is continue to advocate for yourself. Ask the questions, no matter how much you get on people's nerves.
Right. And evil will only persist as long as good people stay silent. Absolutely. And so God's given us a voice and a strength, and we're going to use that to the best of our ability to make sure that this evil does not continue to pervade through this country.
Yeah. He has commanded us to pick up the sword and fight.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what we have to do. I mean, we have to be obedient. And this goes back to the case of people not understanding the programming that has been done here in this country and the way that it has affected our medical industrial complex and the zombies with stethoscopes and white lab coats that are calling themselves doctors. They're fake doctors. They're no different than Mengele at this point. The information is right there in front of them, and it's a dereliction of their duty and their oath to be administering these shots, to be advocating for these shots, to be doing anything other than saying, watch out for these shots. They're a bioweapon. And those that repent, I believe in forgiveness, but I don't believe in amnesty for the people who have pushed this thing, especially those that pushed it while not taking it themselves. And there are plenty of them out there. Believe that. Leilani, God bless you. Thank you, Jamie, as well for, I mean, everything that you've done. You saved a life here. And now as an appearance on this show, as a result of that, potentially millions of others. God bless both of you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Great story. What a testament to God's power. And no amnesty for the poison pushers, period. No amnesty for the poison pushers. A lot of people understand the importance of sleep. That's why they take melatonin, because they know that sleep increases their performance on virtually every level. Your mood throughout the day, weight loss programs, working out, having the energy that you need, of course, being of clear mind, body, and soul requires sleep. So a lot of people take melatonin. The problem with this is your body builds up a resistance to melatonin, and then eventually melatonin doesn't work at all. Too much of anything is bad, including melatonin. So then they're waking up in the middle of the night, they're waking up too early, they're unable to fall asleep, they're not getting the rest that they need. Our friends over at Bioptimizers have done it. Go and check out their scientific formula at sleepbreakthrough.com/stupeters. sleepbreakthrough.com/stupeters. Get the full scientific explanation and try it yourself. sleepbreakthrough.com/stupeters. We'll be right back.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
I try to stay as healthy and as fit as I can. God gave me a very specific directive: get into warrior shape. And so I work on that every day. I work out in the gym. I try to watch what I eat. I take things like the Z-Stack protocol daily and other supplements, the things that we advertise here on the program. I take them myself, and that's how I can personally endorse them. Believe me, we've had a lot of offers that we have turned down because I can't get on board with the product. We're not going to just take money. But you know, I do have some bad habits. I love carbs, of course. Who doesn't love pizza and pasta and potatoes? I mean, who doesn't love French fries, all of these other things? Well, apparently now there is a new scientific formula to being able to eat those carbs without all of the fat gain. Yeah, seriously. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Thehealthyfat.com/stew. There is a full scientific breakdown of how you can enjoy carbs because we know that you love them as well. These are all the foods that taste good, but they seem to, you know, pack on the pounds, that stubborn fat that you just can't get rid of. Well, now there's a way to do that. Consume the carbs, don't gain all the fat, thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew. I want to remind you, the Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by Magnesium Breakthrough, the only magnesium supplement that's full spectrum with the 7 most critical types of magnesium in it, allowing you to effectively combat stress and anxiety, low mood, sleepless nights, and an early grave. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters for that product, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Also a reminder, the Stu Crew is keeping a very detailed list of all of the traitorous, treasonous politicians and big tech and corporate CEOs that are currently attending the World Economic Forum Summit in Davos. We're keeping that list so that we know who to bring to justice at Nuremberg 2.0. Until tomorrow, at this time, same place, God bless you.